is an orange. I got it for myself, but I'm not hungry. So anybody wanna get the orange, it's yours. And there are books by Stephen and Norman. And there, please get a copy. You're welcome, as you already figured out. So the restrooms are here. And we'll keep going. Thanks, Stephen. And next, Norman Finkelstein.
Oh, sorry. Absent-minded. I know. I mean, next.
Diamonds can be sure. I'm so pure. Someone handed me my head so I could hold it in my hand. It became then impossible to hold the hand of another. And this was the source of my great pleasure and pride. A hand-held head in a world of headless hands. A scope in a land of escape. Greet then the neighbors in this spirit. The old house guards its memories. Those people stared at the heads of others that they'd removed from them in the days when head removal was no joke. And then some morning in the flying snow, the sight, its shocking whiteness, became everyone's fetish, ghost, grief, and soon the places we formerly inhabited became as shaky as our annual purchases of who we and they all are. The difference was, now we had something to discuss. More than angels dancing on the head of a pin. Our topic no longer the mere aesthetic box in which all ages are shown distilling at once to a doubtful, tortured question. And yet there remain diamonds enough to go round. Some years ago, I gave myself the assignment of a double sonnet every day for 365 days of the year, starting on January 1st.
Jesus.
And I actually did that.
Try a hair shirt.
Some of them were published as this book, Success. Friday, 27 July, not a matter of the poem's responding to its impulse, rather the other way around. To hope to chart or press upon a soul in sorrow, some upward forming arc the lines carry, and in the fluidity of language, make a heart that's plugged, unplugged, or anyway, such is the hope eternal, the muse dangles to all her sad and useless slaves. The work of the world weighs more than the total of beings it's done to serve. And what we get pulls down give flies up so that we float someplace, midstream, alas, probably, or just a trick of speech and meter, more likely. If you think about anything long and deep enough, it's soon beyond hope. While if you don't, you're sunk even beyond thinking. Thursday, 9 August. I know that my body will decay, that time's ends are not known to me, and its swiftness like an arrow buries me not just later, but now. Clouds pile up, rain comes down, finally the entire sky is a sheet of dark, flat cloud, rain slanting down in hazy, churlish whispers onto weathered rock pines and alpine meadow, tiny plants. I want to go inside, as deep inside as it is possible to go, where the clouds are as they move, the top layer east, the lower layer west. No one gives permission for this. And no one cares, only they resent if one walks off by himself to do nothing, to sniff the air that soon brings rain, desiring nothing, producing nothing but a hum that means nothing to no one. Yet in the ends, the singular thing holding up the sky. Fear and rage won't write this. Hamburgers and pie in the restaurant with big fish mounted on the wall. Friday, 10 August. I will carefully earn riches to be carried with me after my body decays. These will be wholly unseen, unknown, and underappreciated, even by myself. So they will be without limit. I will be kind, even-minded in concern with everyone, even those who create harm, hemmed in by viewpoints. Yet I'll be cruel, seeing no one, giving no one what he wants. Here, among a pile of rock and rubble, 11,000 feet, sharp peaks, layer on layer, to edge of sky, like in China. Some columbine freshly bloomed in little shelter of square rocks, skies hazy with smoke from a fire, somewhere far away, kids yell, sliding down snowfield up in crook of mountain beyond camp. Wind presses sides of tent up against me, membrane of the world. Transhuman hum that connects me to you, Mr. Walt Whitman, long ago. Sunday, 12 August. Words like talus, schist, gneiss, moraine, too precise to describe this vagueness, comes of letting all smart out of mind till it settle on imagination silent, useless, out of which all stuttering words comes. Canyons twist below, useless, out of which all stuttering wording comes. Canyons twist below peaks in as many directions as there are. Waters run constantly down, soft, and go up again. soft bodies go, round and round in the airs of time. Hard wit to know this and persist in human bonds of love. In our ignorance cooperative with vague rock and equally mobile cloud and waters, infinite exchange, hearts know perfectly well and dumbly. There is just a single endless beginning, but minds thinking grieve. From the book that's back there, turn left in order to go right. It's called The Tooting, T-O-O-T-I-N-G, The Tooting. I theorize any group of words yields the profound secret if we but tax them. For thirst goes a long way toward night, and it lasts. You and I are both incomplete, leaving the house naked, carrying nothing, so as not to lose it, trying to keep everything a secret that flows according to laws which are fixed according to plans. There are liable to be repercussions. We can't stay awake all night long. But you are clammy and insistent. Nature itself becomes an emissary, hence place names assume importance, and counting things out carefully must be kept track of, simultaneous with the best spent days. You and I can only opine past, present, and future purely as a matter of personal preference as the mists curl around our heads. The tooting in the house goes on, and flames enwrap the cauliflower. Nature itself seems at a loss, so as not to waste any time. People become dull nitwits and boobs. Across the stream, the bright area is another season of the year victimizes. We are never certain of what of, for there is a will and a way for. As a matter of preference, you can go ever so slowly up that way, for the view is so much that way. Seeing all around one side and another, that way you can keep track of the flames and their progress toward the house, so you can know how to act like a reflective person, keeping strictly to the quotidian. Just a few choice words, not a lot, placed in clusters or groups, and talking quietly to one another because they have known each other a long time. Words are different than looks in some identifiable ways, and you can go that way, for the view is so much that way, can go ever so slowly up that way, along another fissure. You and I can only lose, and this is where we start, to finish with that as a means to flow according to laws, or become too tired to quit, exasperated by emotion and spent. past, present, and future lengthened according to the spirit, and what can be played out can also be tailor-made. For the tooting is only nearness. The words are only responses. And trails are only place names. Ways are only fissures that have come to conclusions. They do not mean to appear to finish with that. They go ever so slowly according to mists. And how the tooting is carefully identified makes all the difference in the end. Conduct is most becoming in a person sharing meals in silence and coming down to the real stuff, because our days are soon spent wandering right and left over the globe. A wonderful night of stars, nature itself.
Yes.
Thanks.